T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Dive Shop has a program that'll challenge and excite you. Get your deal at GetMyPerks.com.
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Stephen Gostkowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a 2-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. They are an engagement and wedding ring specialist that can do anything, including custom design rings. They also have a huge selection of rings in stock and an incredible variety of earrings, right hand rings, pendants, bracelets, and watches. One thing you can count on at Platinum Jewelers is that they will work with any budget and hook you up at a fraction of the price of national chains. When you go in, you'll feel comfortable. There's no pressure. Just tell them what you're thinking about spending, what your girl likes, or bring her with you to brainstorm some ideas. I'm telling you, they're the best at putting together what she wants. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy. Platinum Jewelers, 2 locations in the area, one in East Memphis at Poplar and Perkins Extended, and on Germantown Parkway in Cordova. Or visit anytime at PlatinumJewelers.com.
I'd love to tell you we live in the safest city in America, but that's untrue, and it's why you'd be smart to create the safest home environment you can, and the best way to do it is with my friends at Security Solutions. Security Solutions is a locally owned business that specializes in residential and commercial security systems, and they can set up an interactive smart security system for you at no upfront cost to you. Do you realize that? This works exactly like it works when you sign a new cell phone deal. Just agree to monthly terms, and SSI will get you ready to go. You don't have to come out of your pocket. You just pay monthly, same way you pay your phone bill monthly, and you're good to go. And if you want, you can add cameras and home automation to the package, and if you want, you can set it up where everything can be accessed from your phone or tablet. That cell phone you pay for each month, it won't keep you safe, but a security system will, and at a fraction of the cost. So give SSI, which has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, a call and get set up. 755-1750 is the number, and check this out. If you mention my name, Gary Parrish, SSI will give you a free camera for your new interactive smart security system. Do that, and trust that you can learn everything you need to learn about Security Solutions on the web at 901smarthomes.com.
Licensed in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas. License numbers 1140-1500-6256 and 1804.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Hey, this is Willie Robertson of Duck Commander. Only Dixie Chopper mowers have the speed, power, and performance to make small work of big jobs. Take command of your lawn with Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest lawnmower.
Let's up your life with Let's. Let's.
New models arriving daily.
Up your life.
Witten in 240.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's sports station is Memphis's NFL station. 92.9. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing a unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
Memphis, it's not your usual voice today. It's Brad Carson, executive producer of the Gary Parrish Show, flipping to the other side of the glass today. And alongside of myself, or at least across the glass, is the one and only Greg Ratliff. Hello, Greg.
What's up, Brad?
Greg is stepping in to produce today. Bennett Doyle did double duty. Jeffrey Wright did double duty today. Jason and John, they just got to do their normal gig. Gary in Las Vegas. And we'll talk to Gary live at about 4:40. Gary is covering the Adidas Summer Basketball Uprising Summer Championships. That's in Las Vegas. It's summer basketball recruiting, Greg. So basically, every summer, Gary does 2 trips. One of them is to the Carolinas. He goes down there to, I guess, or is it Augusta, South Carolina, and they have the Peach Jam. And there's a lot of Memphis high schoolers that are here for that. Mm-hmm. Gary is now at the other big one in Las Vegas. So at 4:40, we'll talk to him about the latest LeVar Ball drama, including Adidas removing a referee thanks to LeVar's antics. And I want to play this clip to start out the show here. This is LeVar claiming, first of all, he claimed that the ref has a vendetta against, against LeVar.
She's a woman of trying to act. I get that she's trying to break into the refereeing thing.
But just giving texts and calling fouls, that's no way to do it. I know what she's trying to say. I gave him a tech. I'm strong. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Just call the game. If you're going to be qualified, you better be in shape and you better know the game. And she's bad on both of them. She's not in shape. She's not calling the game right. And she don't understand. So now she's trying to make a name for herself. So she's walking around like, you know, I'm the only woman in here. Yeah, we get it. I don't care if you're a woman or a man or whatever. Just be good at what you do. Don't try to step in the lane. She needs to stay in the lane because she ain't ready for this. Coach the little kids first and then come up because she ain't did enough. She ain't got enough on her resume. I can tell.
She officiated your game Wednesday, right?
Yep, did the same thing. She came into this game knowing what she was going to do. I knew it, too. If I could have told y'all, just you to interview me before the game, and I said, I guarantee you, she give me a check on some BS. And look what happened. Ashley said, oh, man.
Clip courtesy of ESPN and Jeff Borzello. So you got three things in there. One, LeVar saying that the referee is not in shape. Two, she's not calling the game right. And three, he slips in the stay in your lane t-shirt
liner. I love that. I love that.
So he accomplishes his goal of making his point. Plus, he gets a little slogan in there for his t-shirt line. And the same thing that he called an FS1 employee on live national television. I mean, this guy is out of control. And they responded to it by, yes, they changed the official for the game. So we'll talk to Gary about that and LeVar Ball mania. This is the story that just keeps giving. You know, it's amazing. So we'll talk about that at 4:40. But before we get to Gary at 4:40, we'll have on USA Today's Dan Wolkin. He broke the Hugh Freeze news last week for USA Today, and he's virtually been reporting on every aspect of this Hugh Freeze story on Ole Miss and their ex-coach, Houston Nutt, who hired an attorney. And boy, that attorney has done some damage this week to Ole Miss, hasn't he, Greg?
He's earning his money, you could definitely say that.
I mean, this guy. and really nothing besides him screwing up Ole Miss has been the result. He did it right before they had SEC Media Day. And then this bombshell, which is now over a week ago, where they had Hugh Freeze resign. So we'll talk to Dan Wolkin from USA Today, who broke it. We'll also ask him about Nick Saban's comments on the Power 5. Of course, he wants to just have Power 5 teams playing Power 5 teams, and he wants to restructure the whole bowl thing, so we'll ask him about that. And I actually am interested in asking him about Jimmy Sexton, the super agent. Do you know who Jimmy Sexton is, Greg?
I'm familiar with him. Not super familiar with him, but I know the name.
Of course, from Memphis. Played baseball at one time. Now he's a super agent. I have a friend of a friend who works with him, and he's got quite a staff now because it's grown into this agent empire.
And he's been on the station a few times here or there. I remember seeing it.
Yeah, very smart. So apparently he picks up another client. Butch Jones at Tennessee is now going to be a Jimmy Sexton client. And I'm not really interested in that. I'm more interested in just getting his general thoughts on the super agent business.
Sure.
Because he represents Nick Saban. He represents Butch Jones. He did represent Hugh Freeze. I wonder what that's like when you have to call your agent or the agent has to call you to figure out that whole deal. Because if you figure that Hugh was going to get $20 million and what's 10 or 20% of that is $2 to $4 million, that's a nice little chunk of change that you potentially lose as an agent for your I don't know how that works, but we'll ask him about that. So that's Dan Wolkin at 4:20, Gary Parrish at 4:40. And then at 5:20, we're going to go a little later with Jeff. He's going to move from 5 o'clock to 5:25. Jeff from the Commercial Appeal, who joins us every weekday at 5, is going to go to 5:25, and we'll ask him about Memphis football, and then we'll do dinner to go. And then we'll get out of here. So that's the rundown today. We go Wolkin, Parrish, and Calkins. But before we get to all that, I wanted to I'm actually going to go to the Hugh Freeze thing here, because the latest on Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss is that USA Today's Josh Peter, who is part of this USA Today team, who's really covered this in just every aspect of it. Basically, Josh Peter got Michael Orr, his former player, of course, the star of The Blind Side. The Tuohys famously brought him into their family. He went to Briarcrest and a man of faith. And on the record, Michael Orr supported Hugh Freeze just yesterday. And I thought that was awesome, really. I mean, those two have a relationship that goes back quite a while.
Definitely. And I kind of scoffed at it last night. I don't know if you saw my tweet about it.
You tweet? What did the tweet say about Michael Orr supporting Freeze?
Just kind of like, who cares, basically.
Yeah, and I'm going to go in a little different direction, because I think I spent the first week kind of in your camp, like, of course he's going to support him. Who cares? We're just trying to make more news about a story because it's SEC and it's close to home here. It's a coach from Ole Miss that was a former high school coach at Briarcrest, so it's got some local interest, and we're all reading about it and talking about it because it's just recycling the same thing. And I actually disagree a little bit. I think that you can go through phases with these stories where you, like I was last week as a Mississippi State fan, which is they got him. You know, here we go. They got the man, and here comes the whole thing coming down. And I've actually changed my tune a little bit because I think that plays itself out as a fan, and you really get into a dark place as a fan if you continue to do that. And I'm not saying that anybody out there that's listening is wrong for grinding on Ole Miss or you know sort of wallowing in this, because I was right there with you wearing the Mississippi State hat the next day at work.
Well, as a Bama fan, I was kind of the first instinct was, oh great, it makes it just a little bit easier for Alabama,
you can actually win a game against Ole Miss this year, probably. No, and I'm not picking on you, but my friend Chris, who works here at the office, he wore the day after the Hugh Freeze news drops, he wears an Alabama shirt. I wore a Mississippi State shirt. And that's funny, and we sort of laugh about it and have a good time with it. But the real thing is, after a while, if you've got any humanity about you, you go directly to, okay, this guy does. I call this the level three feeling. You know, it's sort of like the first you've got shocked, upset, and then you're like, yeah, Ole Miss, we got him. My level three feeling is like, after those first two levels arrive, it's like, after I think about it a little bit, you feel sorry for his family, and then you think about the story that is Hugh Freeze. Now, there's two parts to this. There's the Ole Miss part, which is the NCAA, and I think that's going to take a while to play itself out. I think we're looking at not only in the next month, there might be a little bit plays out, but it's going to be a while before the Committee of Infractions. It's going to be October. It's going to be November. It takes a long time to think about those phone records. I mean, they lucked out by finding the one, the escort service, like a needle in the haystack, but they probably are going through that line by line at this point.
Yes. And today, too, I don't know if you saw this, the Clarion Ledger put out, they're starting to release some of the names that are of the boosters that are listed in the report.
And even that, like, to your tweet, that even, it doesn't even, because you kind of can guess who those guys are going to be.
Yeah, a lot of before the names were officially released, knowing some people that are close to the Ole Miss program, it was kind of known who most of these people were anyway, but this just kind of officially puts it out in the public spectrum.
Well, and that's news, and I'm sure that has its place. The Clarion Ledger should report that. Mm-hmm. People will read that. But for me, that's just the obvious point where we're at. It's just like, as a matter of course, here are the boosters that he called. Well, we get that. You know, we know the restaurants. We know the T-shirt people. We know the big money people, the Fed, you know, whatever, the big-time boosters. We know that that's going to be on that list of phone records. But to me, this is a story of redemption at this point, and I sort of looked at Freeze through a different set of eyes. You know, last night I was listening to the clip from Lamar Odom. I watched it on the Players Tribune, and for whatever reason, in the back of my mind, I kept thinking about Hugh Freeze. And of all things, I'm watching a Lamar Odom clip, and I'm thinking of Hugh Freeze. And I want you to listen to this clip, because I think it's interesting to think about the two from the perspective of Lamar is opening up about his demons so candidly in this clip.
What's done in the dark will come out in the light. And I'm thinking about all the sneak I've tried to do or get away with, that if it's not in the public light, it's in God's light. For anybody that's lived a complicated drug-infused life like I've lived, with women and cheating on my wife, like that, you know. So many, you know what I'm saying? So many different situations. Nights when I should have been asleep, stayed up, sniffing coke. I probably was like that. First of all, I was in a motel. Being a scumbag. But that's what addiction is. Addiction is a brain disease, and it affects your brain. You won't make rational decisions. You ask, what the fuck did I do to get here? Especially when I woke up, I couldn't talk or walk. They found me in a coma. I tried to think, like, how the fuck did I wind up in a coma? The only thing I could think of, maybe that's just God's plan for me. He was telling me, like, whatever the fuck you're doing, maybe you need to slow down. Because you can end up worse than this. That's the only thing I can think of. My kids are special. My daughter's beautiful. She's 18. She gave me an option. Dad, you need to get some help, or I'm not going to talk to you again.
Do you see where I'm thinking of those two together?
Yeah.
I mean, he's but in this case, Hugh hasn't done this yet. We haven't had the apology. We had a guy on his lawn asking him how is everything going, and he basically says, relying on my faith. And I'm not suggesting that he should have done that already. I think he should do it on his own timeline. But I think it becomes pretty clear if you're listening and you just listen to that minute and a half or whatever from Lamar Odom, there's some similarities there.
I think it's the kind of thing, it's eventually going to become a public thing that he's going to get in front of an assembly of some kind at some point and make a statement in that vein.
I'm not saying that women are perfect, but this is the story of men, it seems like. I mean, unfortunately, you know, we're dudes. We got the testosterone. We got the drive. There's women. There's temptation. And with Lamar Odom, I thought it was really interesting to listen to this Players Tribune clip. And I snipped all of it together with the juicy parts there, because there's parts in there where it's meandering a little bit. But he refers to that sneaky S, you know, God's light. He's clearly a man of faith, even though he's cursing. And I think sometimes the two can go hand in hand, frankly, but that's because nobody's perfect. He talks about his kids and their relationship. He talks about deep, dark secrets, snorting coke, and addiction. And he just puts it out there in this remarkable way. And I thought that that was interesting. And it kind of goes on. You know, it's like the story of redemption. And in that clip, at some point, he even brought Kobe Bryant up, which got me to thinking about this.
I sit here in front of you guys, furious at myself, disgusted at myself for making a mistake of adultery. Yeah, I love my wife with all my heart. She's my backbone. You're a blessing. You're a beat to my heart. You're the air I breathe. You're the strongest person I know. I'm a man just like everybody else. And I sit here before you guys, embarrassed and ashamed for committing adultery.
He fell on the sword, and what did we do to Kobe? We loved him.
Yep.
We watched him. He came back. We gave him the biggest retirement party ever, to the point where the Lakers just couldn't win, just sucked. And they let him have every party, every moment that he wanted.
And that barely came up at all the entire time. You hear there,
you
people
never
would
heard
bring
about it, really. You rarely heard about that.
But it was a blip, just a little blip.
I mean, it's actually probably, and I should have Wikipedia'd him, but it'll be in there, but it ain't the main headline, and it's pretty much buried. But there's another guy, and this is the story of redemption, right? How about this one?
Every one of you has good reason to be critical of me. I want to say to each of you, simply and directly, I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in. I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish. People want to know how I could have done these things to my wife, Elin, and to my children. And while I have always tried to be a private person, there are some things I want to say. Elin and I have started the process of discussing the damage caused by my behavior. As Elin pointed out to me, my real apology to her will not come in the form of words. It will come from my behavior over time.
Great. Thanks, Tiger. When are you playing again? I can't wait to watch. I mean, that is exactly how the mentality of the American spirit is when it comes to Tiger Woods. And it actually was a terrible apology, like the worst. He couldn't put it together. It was not even his own words. It was scripted. And yet, man, when's he playing? You know,
I think I have a better chance of winning a major before Tiger does.
And it's not going to happen. And it's a shame, really. But it does talk about just how remarkable it is once somebody apologizes and how fast we're able to move forward. I mean, redemption stories is really what I'm getting at here. We ride along for the whole story. We know that there's parts of this thing that are going to happen, and we're going to wait for the rest of it to happen too, because we're here for the whole deal, especially in the South, and especially with Hugh Freeze, and especially with SEC football. I mean, we love the buildup. The story is so remarkable, right? Like, hey, you saw the blind side, Briarcrest High School. He's going to this little college in West Tennessee. And then he's going to Arkansas State. Man, what if he becomes the Ole Miss coach? Unbelievable story. And then you see the tweets with the Bible verses, and you go, he can't be that. And in fact, when he finds out it's not that way, we're there to tear him down.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready for the apology. But, you know, this is something that it's sort of like the movies. It's part of a story arc. And I'm weird in that I think that our existence is a little like movies, and we sort of view it that way. I think that's where the phrase Pollyanna comes from, because, and maybe I'm Pollyanna and I'm projecting a little bit, but take, for example, my favorite movie of all time, Hoosiers, with Coach Norman Dale, who had his own redemption story. And in the movie, at the beginning, you sort of, there's this background hinting that Norman Dale and Hoosiers had some problems, but it's sort of a story of redemption. He's going to come to this small town school in Indiana, and it's the beginning of a new start for him. And he arrives to coach, and it even goes down to somebody that he tries to take under his wing, Shooter, the guy who's an alcoholic from the town that he wants on his team to help coach. And Dale becomes his best friend. Sound familiar?
Cleta's going to be laid up for a while. And I want you to give me a hand.
Well, I can tell you anything that you need to know.
No, you don't understand. I want you to be my assistant. I want you to come to practices and sit on the bench with me during the games.
Me? You want me?
What do you say? Under the following conditions. That you, clean yourself up. And,
you shave and,
show up at the games on time and the practices, and you wear a shirt and tie.
Oh, I got myself a suit back there. I got a wingdinger. I was married in that suit, too.
And that you're sober.
Yep. Maybe it's just because I wanted to hear the Hoosiers clip, too. But you get my point. It's the story of redemption, and I think that's the chapter that I'm waiting for with Hugh Freeze. And I actually, it's why when I hear the Tuies and Michael Orr and his faith community stepping up for him, I'm proud of them because it's the right thing. And I think there's always the chance that there could be a happy ending for Hugh Freeze. I'm not talking about Ole Miss right now. I'm talking about Hugh Freeze. And he'll have that moment to maybe apologize and maybe right the ship. And I hope it happens for him because I think that's the story of redemption. Dan Wolkin is with USA Today. We're going to talk to him next about Ole Miss. We'll have to talk about Ole Miss, the NCAA case, and ask about Nick Saban's Power 5 comments next. Dan Wolkin on the other side. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
For a long time, I've been telling you about the superior home loans and exceptional customer service you're going to receive at Mortgage Investors Group, but you do not have to take my word for it. Listen to what their customers have said about Tennessee's top mortgage lender. One customer said, quote, "I can't say enough about my experience with Mortgage Investors Group. Our loan officer was amazing and had tremendous patience in getting us everything we needed to close on time." Another customer said, quote, "Fantastic experience. MIG made the whole process very easy from start to finish and made sure we got the best rate possible. I would highly recommend them to anyone looking to buy a new home or refinance." This is Gary Parrish. I could go on and on, but you get the point. Mortgage Investors Group is your trusted advisor looking out for your best interests. As always, they'll find and structure the mortgage that best fits your needs and achieves your goal. Mortgage Investors Group, they want to be your home loan lender, so let them. 761-6910 if you're going to finance a home, refinance a home, or pull cash out of the equity in your home. If you're outside of Memphis, go to the website to find the office nearest you, MIGOnline.com. That's Mortgage Investors Group, Equal Housing Lender, License 109111.
Do you have persistent knee pain? Is knee pain affecting your daily life? You may have an option. Medical researchers are evaluating an investigational device for people who still have knee pain following meniscus surgery. You will receive treatment from an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in sports medicine. Your physician will monitor your treatment at regular follow-up visits using advanced diagnostic techniques. If you were 30 to 75 years of age, have had meniscus surgery over 6 months ago, and still have knee pain, you may qualify. Please visit meniscus-trial.com for more information and to find out if you qualify for this clinical research opportunity. Limited space is available, so please visit meniscus-trial.com or call 877-829-6860. We are enrolling participants now at a medical facility near you. Visit meniscus-trial.com or call 877-829-6860.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Tennessee and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit forthepeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot One from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The The Protective Shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with Sure Shot Wand, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. 1-800-432-6170.
Porch to pool, deck to den. Ken Rash's Memphis at 3686 Summer Avenue is where outdoor comfort and outdoor cooking come together. There's nothing more relaxing than sitting or lying back on one of Ken Rash's sofas, love seats, sectionals, or lounge chairs while dreaming of a great meal cooked on the finest charcoal and gas grills offered in the Mid-South. Ken Rash's is an authorized platinum dealer of the Big Green Egg. Ken Rash's Memphis, 3686 Summer Avenue. Call 458-7841 or visit KenRashMemphis.com.
Take this year's fantasy football draft to Fox and Hound. With a party of six or more, your league will get 24 wings and 2 pizzas for free. Plus, Fox and Hound will provide your draft kit. Weekdays from 11 to 2, enjoy their $8 lunch menu with free pool and ping pong. Every Tuesday, $2 small drafts all day at Fox and Hound. And karaoke kicks off at 9 p.m. Private event coming up? Private rooms with games, reservations, and custom buffet menus are available as well. Fox and Hound with 3 area locations, Sanderland, Cordova, and South Haven.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gary Parish is in Las Vegas covering summer hoops, the Adidas summer camp in Las Vegas. We'll have him coming up next at 40 past the hour, about 4:40. And then we'll take him for about 40 minutes. Jeff Calkins joins us at 5:25. We're going to move him back from his normal 5 o'clock perch. But right now, Dan Wolkin joins us every Friday. He's the college football reporter for USA Today, former Tigers beat writer for the Memphis Commercial Appeal. He, of course, was right up at the front here, breaking all of the Hugh Freeze news and an Ole Miss news. Gosh, it's been over a week ago now. He's on Twitter, at Dan Wolkin. Let's make Dan Wolkin the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dan Wolkin, what's happening, man?
You said it was a week ago. It feels like a month ago.
It does. I have a question for you. I saw you 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I guess. You were in town and we met up and had a drink or two. When I was meeting with you, did you have any idea that in 2 to 3 weeks, like, you were going to be on Hugh Freeze alert? I mean, obviously you knew something was coming, but did you know that all of this was, you had something in your pocket and you just couldn't tell me?
Well, I'm trying to remember back. So that was what, the
probably like second like week of July.
Like July 7th?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, here's what, I'll tell you this. Here's what I knew. I knew that the Houston lawsuit was coming.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be, because that was the following week at SEC Media Days, I believe.
Yeah.
And so I knew that the Houston lawsuit was going to happen. I don't think I knew about the escort call mm-hmm. at that particular time. I might have learned about it the next week, but I knew that the Houston lawsuit was going to drop at some point around SEC Media Days, and that was going to cause a huge ruckus,
yeah.
And that it was going to be yet another problem for Ole Miss from a PR standpoint. But no, I could not have imagined that, you know, 3 weeks later, and I still have not been home,
yeah.
by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
that I would be that I would be reporting on Hugh Freeze not being the coach at Ole Miss.
Well, and it's big here, particularly in the South. It's SEC. It's Ole Miss. I mean, there's smoke for a year, over a year now with the NCAA. And at the time, I'm sure, we knew that if you knew phone records were coming, no one could have predicted that an escort number would be in there. I guess you could have predicted it, but to say that it would happen this quickly, that's remarkable, isn't it?
The whole thing's kind of wild, and especially because when you think about the Houston Nutt lawsuit, even though it was not a good look for Ole Miss, really all they were trying to find was conversations with reporters. Yeah. That's what they were looking for, was how often Hugh Freeze and Ross Bjork talked to reporters, particularly around the time of that first notice of allegations, and then trying to correlate that with what those reporters were tweeting and writing uh-huh. about what was in the case, which a lot of it was false. So that was what they were looking for. I mean, they didn't have any sort of expectation that they were going to find something that explosive or controversial and that it was going to ultimately lead to
right.
a coaching change there. That was just sort of a one in a million.
Do you believe that Houston Nutt just simply wanted an apology and that we wouldn't be going through all this banana stuff? Do you believe that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I do believe that. I mean, I've seen the correspondence between his lawyer and the school, and before all this started, yes, he wanted an apology.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame him for wanting an apology.
I mean, no, I don't either, yeah.
It was quite clear that Ole Miss was spreading false information that was making it look more like this all was Houston Nutt era stuff, and right. it wasn't. So I don't blame him for being upset. And, you know, maybe there's some bitterness over the fact that he hasn't gotten another coaching job. And I don't know if it's related to, I don't think it's related to that, but it's definitely related to his time at Ole Miss. And, you know, and I understand people who think he's just in it for the money or whatever, mm-hmm. but I mean, I think it was just one of those things. He wanted an apology, and it escalated because he felt like he wasn't being taken seriously.
Well, and I think you can separate the two, right? You can separate the fact that clearly we all sort of acknowledge that maybe Houston wasn't coaching up to what we wanted, right, or what fans wanted. Wasn't exactly great at his job. You can put that in a box and set that over here, and then also say that, yeah, maybe Ole Miss defamed him. You know, like maybe they did kind of slander his name a little bit. The two can be coexist, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's difficult to sort of prove that in a court of law that he was defamed. Now, mm-hmm. I haven't seen the separation agreement, right. what was in there when Houston got fired, and you know what the disparagement clause actually says. I haven't seen that. But there's no question that it's hard to prove those kinds of things, especially when he did not do a good job at Ole Miss toward the end. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's not a head coach anymore. And yeah. I think most people would agree with that. But on the other hand, I think you can also separate it out and say that what was done was wrong, and that he, you know, and that hit to his reputation was not deserved.
We're talking to Dan Wolkin, college football guy with USA Today, a reporter from USA Today, former Tigers beat writer on Twitter at Dan Wolkin, and probably just Hugh Freeze Ole Miss reporter at this point. I mean, are you solely dedicated to sort of focusing on this, or are you doing anything else?
Well, I will say that since the news happened last week, I think we have invested some resources into trying to report the story as fully as we can. And so, you know, for this week, a lot of my attention has gone to Ole Miss issues, Hugh Freeze issues.
Right.
And we'll see what comes out of that. At some point, that's not going to be my focus anymore.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of time when these big breaking stories happen, you jump on them. That's mm-hmm.
what people are reading.
Do.
Sure.
If, you know, especially if you have some, you know, sort of unique access or perspective or whatever, and I've got some pretty good sources on things, and so I've been focusing on that. But that will not last forever.
Dan Wolkin is on with us. Dan, is it as simple as separating two sides to this and saying there's the personal Hugh Freeze side and he's got to address that and maybe hold an apology tour, and then we have this conversation about him possibly coaching down the line, part one, and then is it as simple as, okay, part two is Ole Miss and the NCAA case? Is it that simple, or are the two connected? I mean, because I sort of compartmentalize the two and say, well, Hugh Freeze has got some personal demons and stuff that he's got to work out with his family and have this apology tour, and he could coach later on. Okay, part one. And then part two, now that they've separated, well, Ole Miss is just going to have to figure out what they're going to do to get through this NCAA case. Is it that simple?
Well, no. I mean, look, Hugh's got two issues he's dealing with. He's got an issue with the NCAA where I don't know how long they're going to suspend him for. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to get a show cause. He will get some sort of penalty for failure to monitor at Ole Miss. I feel pretty certain that something will come down.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, is it half a season? Is it a year? Is it 2 years? I don't know what that's going to look like. So that will impact his future, as well as what else comes out. At some point, you know, these phone records, Ole Miss is going to probably have to make them public, and then we'll get a much clearer picture of what he did in terms of the, quote, pattern of personal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Other stuff may come out. I mean, I don't know where the depth of it is for him personally, and that will impact what people think of him in 2 or 3 years. Yes, I think he would like to talk and do an apology tour now if he could.
Right.
But I think he's being advised not to, and at some point he will. But there's no question that's going to be a part of it. You know, for the school, I don't know if what happened with Freeze really impacts their case all that much, especially lack of institutional control. I don't think that firing him for personal issues really impacts the main thrust of the case, which is lack of institutional control. When you've got 14 disassociated boosters and 21 violations and a bunch of level ones, it's not just the head coach. That's part of it, but they've got an uphill battle with the NCAA.
Well, and I guess that explains why when you guys reported at USA Today, you know, sort of his first public comments, you know, talking about God and relying on his faith. I mean, that kind of suggests that there's counsel and that he's just not going to do this until we figure out what's the penalty going to be. Is there a show cause or something like that, I guess?
Oh, yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, he's got a lot to deal with right now, and I'm sure it's killing him. In fact, I know it is. I mean,
yeah,
he's in a pretty rough place personally, and so he's got to work on his family, and at the same time, he's going to have to try to hope that he can convince the NCAA not to give him a multi-year type of penalty.
Dan Wolkin from USA Today is on with us. One more question on Ole Miss, and then I'll move on because I know you got to go. But Ole Miss strategy, why haven't they put all their cards on the table and they're sort of playing this poker game right now? It doesn't seem wise because, at least in the court of public opinion, and obviously that doesn't count because they got an NCAA case going. They're trying to get Mississippi State, you know, enrollees or, you know, student athletes on the record in part of this investigation. Why are they not being more forthright?
Well, I mean, look, in terms of the investigation, there's only so much that they can say. They are told not to disclose a lot of stuff, but they, you know, have to release certain things under the Mississippi Records Act, and so they've released their response, and now the NCAA has responded to them, which they have not released yet.
Yep.
It's always tricky when you get into these kinds of cases, just in terms of what you can actually disclose publicly until it's all over. So I don't know that the transparency is the biggest issue they face.
Yep.
I think that they've admitted to a lot of these violations. They've self-imposed a postseason ban for this year.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, it will be interesting to ask them what their strategy was and why they have taken a lot of the positions they've taken, which I'm not sure they've all been helpful to their cause.
I want to ask you two unrelated things to Ole Miss now. Nick Saban suggested on ESPN that the six-game threshold for wins holds the quality of the season down and the teams that get into the bowls. He wants to eliminate the six-win thing for these teams as a minimum to get into bowls and take the top 12 teams and decide what bowl they get into. Is Nick Saban ridiculous, or is there some truth or maybe logical idea in that statement he made to ESPN?
Well, I mean, Nick said stuff like this before. I mean, he's right that the regular season would be better probably if the Power 5 teams only played the Power 5 teams.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone, or at least not very many people, really want that. Why? Because coaches, athletic directors get bonuses for things like wins and going to bowl games. And the way the current setup allows you to sort of schedule wins is sort of mutually beneficial. In other words, a lot of these big schools can pad their records and get to bowl games, which is the goal for everybody. And then the smaller schools get big paydays. So it's a system that may not be best for the fans all the time, because I know a lot of people just simply don't like having to sit through those games, and I don't blame them. I don't like them either, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
And then finally, I don't know if this is big news or not. You know, I have Tennessee fans who either they hate Butch Jones and want him fired, and then they look at this, the fact that he's got Jimmy Sexton as his agent, as sort of some sort of power move, and that they're in cahoots with Tennessee, and this he's going to get a new contract, et cetera, et cetera. He represents Jimbo Fisher, him being Jimmy Sexton. He represents Muschamp and Nick Saban. My question is to you: is Jimmy Sexton just the is he the best in the business? And what makes him so good? And why do guys like Butch Jones go to him?
Well, look, when you say best, I don't really know exactly what that means. I mean, Jimmy for the most part does a really good job for his client.
Right. He gets money for him, is I guess what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but he's not the only one who does that. I mean, there's this common perception that like Jimmy Sexton is the agent for every college football coach in the country. I mean, that's not really true.
Yeah.
There are like six guys who sort of I would say are who represent most of the vast majority of Division I college football coaches.
Yeah.
And sometimes the reasons people change agents are I don't necessarily know or understand. It may have nothing to do with their job status at all. I honestly don't know why he left Trace Armstrong. I haven't dug into it at all. I've been dealing with other things.
Yeah, I'd say.
I really don't know why that relationship changed. You know, it's a weird deal. I mean, I know obviously coaches and I know agents.
Yeah.
And you when you hear sort of both sides about how they, you know, go about building relationships with their clients and sort of those dynamics. They're all different. Jimmy Sexton's really good, but on the other hand, there's a lot of schools that don't like dealing with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it can hurt because they feel like Jimmy's going to play games and put stuff out in the media to try to squeeze them. And that's sort of the perception. So a lot of schools would rather not deal with a Jimmy Sexton client.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it's a good week. Yeah. It's probably a good week to get a new client when you know, Hugh Freeze gets popped at Ole Miss and make up a few of those $1 million that he loses in that deal. I imagine he loses it or he doesn't get paid on it. So,
sure. Well, no, I and from what I understand, I don't think the relationship between Hugh and Jimmy has really changed at all. Yeah. I mean, Sexton is still his agent, and is still, you know, working on his behalf. But obviously, when you forego $16 million on a contract, that obviously impacts
that's a tough one
to some degree.
Yeah. Dan, I know you're busy. You're covering this story at Ole Miss. You've done a terrific job. You were at the front of it, so congrats, and we'll keep reading, okay? Thanks.
Good deal. See you, Brad.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Wolkin, USA Today, and, of course, was here at the Commercial Appeal, covered the Tigers, terrific at it, and great reporting. USA Today is all over this thing, so you can check out usatoday.com or follow Dan at Dan Wolkin on Twitter. Gary Parrish, host of this show, is with us next after the break, and LeVar Ball is at it again. Greg, he's at it again. He's on the court. He's getting technical fouls, this time with a female referee telling her to stay in her lane. She was removed from the game. We'll discuss that next with GP on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Mike and Mike. Monday on Mike and Mike.
Football's almost here, and the guys will have the latest from the NFL, including news on Colin Kaepernick, plus Bomani Jones. It's Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike in the morning. Weekdays, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Broadcasting on 680 a.m. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Riverbend Links in Tunica. It's an awesome course, an awesome shape. They've got championship Bermuda greens. Even if you're not a championship-level player like us, it's a perfect course.
It's a perfect course, and I'll tell you what, whether you're good or you're bad like us, the owner, Clay Porter, and the head pro down there, Chris Culver, they're Memphis guys, and they're going to treat you well. Clay was even nice enough, John, to let us drive up on the green in the golf cart. I don't think we'll be doing it again, though.
Yeah, I learned a lot in my time at Riverbend Links. I missed the ball 8 straight times, and it didn't matter. Nobody laughed at me that much. And that's the environment out at Riverbend Links. It's inclusive. It's affordable. It's quality. You can make a weekend of it. That's what we need to do. Take your boys down, you play around, you crush some beers, then you hit the casinos. They're all around. What's better than that? Also, if you're one of those guys that cuts out of the office early, they've got twilight rate. So go get after it.
It's a Scottish Lynx course, John, which means zero trees, and we both know that's good news for me and you.
It's like the British Open, except it's in Tunica. Go down there. Riverbend Lynx in Tunica.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
The sports calendar may be coming to a lull. However, fear not. I've got good news for you, because the semi-annual sale is going on right now at O'Call. Jeffrey Wright here from 92.9 FM ESPN. And I want to tell you about the semi-annual sale going on right now at O'Call. You can earn up to 50% off of sports coats, blazers, and suits. They got a great selection from LBM, Canali, Zegna, Jack Victor, and more. Right now, you can earn tremendous savings on all spring and summer collections. Go check out the fantastic pricings in both ladies' sportswear, furnishings, and shoes. O'Call is located at the corner of Poplar and Ridgeway, right there in the Regalia Shopping Center. It's been locally owned and family operated since 1859, so you know they care about the people right here and the community of Memphis. It's people like the Levy's, Bear, Gwen, Kentra, Katie, Stephanie. All of the people right there at O'Call really do make the experience second to none. So when you're thinking about getting something, when you're thinking about taking advantage of the outstanding deals, do what I do. Shop at O'Call.
Comcast Business offers fast and reliable internet speeds in your area. Call 1-800-501-6000 now and choose a fast internet plan. Then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. All the fast Comcast Business internet speeds include business Wi-Fi, access to millions of national hotspots, 24/7 customer service, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Schedule your installation today. Call 1-800-501-6000 now and select a fast internet plan based on your business needs. Then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Let Comcast Business help give your business an edge over competitors with consistently fast internet speeds, even during peak hours. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for business. Offer ends 9/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private UTV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment tax and fees including broadcast TV fee extra.
This is Gary Parrish. As you likely know, my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health last year, and I can't recommend them enough. Just tremendous. But understand, like I've told you before, you do not have to experience an emergency to get great care from Regional One Health. And right now, I'm here with Amanda Best, a family nurse practitioner at their East Memphis Multi-Specialty Care Clinic. So explain it to me, Amanda. Does that mean you have all different types of doctors in your office?
Yes, it isn't just internal medicine. We practice in a multi-specialty clinic with cardiology, endocrinology, rheumatology, nephrology, and neurology.
So does that mean I can see a specialist at the same office where I have my annual checkup?
Absolutely. The model for the building was to create a medical neighborhood by providing access to the right care at the right time. We are a convenient one-stop shop for patients.
And that's all possible at the East Campus, correct?
Yes. You can schedule an appointment online at regiononehealth.org or give us a call at 901-515-3150. The East Campus is located at the corner of Quince and Kirby.
You heard her. Make an appointment online, regionalonehealth.org, or give them a call, 901-515-3150.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who's having trouble with or simply can't make their monthly payments. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline that's been set up especially for you. This hotline will tell you about government programs that can stop all payments for up to 3 years, or forgiveness programs that can eliminate some, if not all, of your student loan debt. But you have to call to see if you qualify. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Even if you're behind, late on payments, or in default, you may still be eligible for these special government programs. Programs that can literally put your monthly payments on hold or cut your payments in half. You can also stop the harassing collection calls, wage garnishments, and remove tax liens. But do nothing, and nothing happens. Call today to see if you qualify. It's fast, easy, and the info is free. These programs may also not be around forever, so it's important to call now. 1-800-436-1225. Call 1-800-436-1225 today.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Brad for Gary, and we're going to get into Jeff Calkins at 5:25 and talk Memphis football. Memphis Tigers start football camp this week. So we'll talk to Jeff. We're going to move him back to 5:25, and we've got Gary Parish now live from Vegas. Gary, of course, the award-winning host of this show, 4-6 weekdays, national basketball columnist, CBSSports.com, TV analyst, sideline expert, rising star in the field of meteorology, and I've written it down here, Gary, you are now a shark racing, a national, not just any shark racing expert, but a national shark racing expert in that field.
I mean, why stop there? I don't know why I can't be considered an international shark racing expert, an authority on shark racing, and frankly, the future of shark racing in this world, on this planet, in these oceans, or aquariums, or wherever we choose to do it. It's up to me. I'm the authority.
And of course, you could do a shark race anywhere, so international makes sense, I assume. In fact, there's probably better sharks other places than the United States, I'm sure.
I haven't researched that part of it. I've been busy this week, but I plan to dive in just as soon as I return to Memphis.
Very good. Gary is on the road, presented by Raleigh Tire and Auto Service, so thanks to those folks. In Vegas, summer basketball, Adidas having their stuff there in Las Vegas. And now today it's LeVar Ball again, the referee. He gets into it with, I guess today is the same referee that he got into it with Wednesday. Is this just him creating a scene, or is this LeVar being LeVar?
Well, it's both. You know, like the big aspect of the story today is that it's a woman official that he not only got into it with, but asked for her to be removed from the game. And the Adidas officials actually removed her from the game. So people are saying, there he goes talking down to a woman. Mm-hmm. And there is certainly some truth to that. And we'll dive into that in just a moment. But in reality, LeVar Ball gets into it with every official, you know, the men, the women, the tall ones, the short ones, the white ones, the black ones, the fat ones, the skinny ones. It doesn't matter. He's always arguing with the officials. I mean, he's always talking, because that's how LeVar Ball has become LeVar Ball. The uncomfortable aspect of this is that, you know, he threatened to take his team off the court for the second time inside of a week. The game was actually stopped with about 2 minutes to go by Adidas officials when LeVar picked up his second technical from a totally different official and was ejected from today's game, which, again, underlines my point. He argues with everybody, not just the women. But he once again, you know, said that this official, who is a woman, needs to, quote, stay in her lane. And that's obviously the same phrase that he used and directed at Kristen Leahy, who is on Colin Cowherd's show in a – you know, when he went on there and she had criticized him in some form, and he went right at her and basically turned her back to her and was dismissive of her and told her to stay in her lane, which is, you know, a phrase when directed at a woman suggests, you know, it's not too far removed from get back in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And And, you know, today I didn't see the incident today. I was working on some other things. But I saw the video of LeVar talking about it afterward when he, you know, said she needs to stay in her lane. And he seemed to just, he sort of said it with a smile. And in the way that he says things, and I'm not trying to rationalize it, but in the way that he says things where he's just trying to get your attention or trying to make you laugh, because that is literally a saying that he's put on T-shirts under the Big Baller Brand umbrella. And so it's just, listen, I can't defend him on this.
Right.
You know, I as soon as I tweeted about it earlier, somebody said, you know, tweeted back at me and said, oh, but I thought he was a great father.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Well, he is. That doesn't take you away from that, right?
Well, it does. It does take away from it. But it's possible to believe both of these things. LeVar Ball has done an amazing job raising his sons.
Right.
And LeVar Ball also does and says things often that I do not agree with. Mm-hmm. Like, those two statements aren't
mutually exclusive. They can coexist. Yeah, they can coexist.
Yeah, they can coexist.
Right.
And so he has done an amazing job as a father in raising those boys. He also does things that are embarrassing, and this is the latest evidence of it. I've never personally, with my own eyes, and you know, I spent a lot of time over the past 2 days talking about, I've been coming to these types of events for 15 years, and I'd never seen anything like the scene I saw Wednesday night. Well, let's just use that same standard.
Right.
I've been coming to events like this for 15 years. I've seen coaches get thrown out. I've seen coaches threaten to go to their car and get a gun. I've seen all sorts. I saw a coach the other night coaching with his sleeping three-year-old son walking around in his arms. Like, I've seen all sorts
ridiculous.
Of things.
Ridiculous.
I've never personally seen a coach pull his team off the court in the middle of a game. And now LeVar Ball's done it twice inside of a week. That's not a good look.
No.
It's not a good example to set for the children that he's coaching. It's not a good look for him or his brand. But the one thing it does do is keep him in the headlines. I mean, we're talking about him right now.
Right.
And you're not just talking about him because you're talking to me and I happen to be here in Las Vegas.
No.
Everybody in America is talking about him right now. Every radio show in America is talking about LeVar Ball again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to you know, here in Las Vegas and played Topgolf last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have massive televisions everywhere, including, you know, in the nets behind, you know, where you're hitting. So as you're hitting, you're looking at massive TV, jumbotrons, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, LeVar Ball's all over them all night long.
Jeez.
You know, like every time I look up, LeVar Ball is on one of those televisions.
Yeah.
And so this does a good job of keeping him in the headlines. And, you know, when I was talking to Matt Stark yesterday, he brought up, you know, a similar personality trait between the president of the United States and LeVar Ball. And while I don't think they're alike in a million different ways, there is one thing that they have in common, a desire to stay in the headlines and to stay relevant. And not to suggest you have to have a desire to stay relevant if you're like the president of the United States. You're relevant by job title.
Right.
But I think it's fair, no matter how you feel about President Trump, it's fair to recognize that he has a unique ability and need to always be the center of something, to always be creating a story. You know, he does it literally every morning when he wakes up via Twitter. Well, LeVar Ball seems to have that same desire and need. Like, he wants people talking about him. I would advise him this isn't the way to go about it, you know, demeaning women and talking down to them publicly or privately, but especially publicly. But, you know, that ship, as they say, has sailed. This is the character that he has carved out, and you know, today was another episode in the Big Baller Brand.
Well, we played the clip a little earlier and for the listeners just so you could hear it, and the thing I got out of it is it seems like it's like a two-part. I don't know what he's trying to do. Is he trying to create leverage for himself? Is he trying to create, like, power for himself? Do you think he's getting power? And like, because Adidas clearly responds to this stuff because they gave him what they wanted, though, basically, didn't they?
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, I've also never seen a coach say, I want this referee removed from the game or I'm taking my team and we're leaving. And the officials actually sub in a new referee.
Right.
Like, that's embarrassing for Adidas.
Yeah.
It's humiliating for the official, who, by the way, is a Division I college basketball official.
Oh,
you know, she's
goodness.
Just not somebody they found hanging out down the street. I mean, she's qualified to do this. I can't speak to whether she is great at her job or not great at her job. I don't even know her name. But I know that she is a certified Division I official. And by all accounts, the technical foul that she gave LeVar
earlier today was one that he earned.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it wasn't out of nowhere. Sometimes refs give technical fouls and you go, come on, or umpires throw pitchers out of the games or batters out of the game and you go, come on.
This
apparently wasn't that. You know, LeVar Ball, his antics and what he said to her like warranted what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you as a tournament organizer then
react to that
and actually remove a woman, anybody, but in this case a woman, from doing her job, when by all accounts she was doing her job properly, I mean, that's not a good look.
No.
And so, the whole, as far as what is LeVar's goal or purpose, I don't know. I mean, he wants the big baller brand to be as big as Nike and Adidas. That seems awfully ambitious, but that is his dream. And he wants to not only be the father of three uniquely gifted basketball players, but he wants to be the most visible father in the world of three uniquely gifted basketball players. And he doesn't only want his children to be basketball players. He wants them to be celebrities and stars. And there is no denying that he's achieved a lot of that over the past years. I mean, like I told you guys yesterday, LaMelo Ball has got 2.3 million followers on Instagram. He is the most famous high school athlete in the country and perhaps ever. Not the best, but the most recognizable and famous, given the powers of social media in the year 2017. And so, listen, LeVar doesn't need my advice. He and I have talked many, many times over the years about all sorts of things. He is going to do what he's going to do. But if he were to ever ask for my advice,
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.